I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, everybody. Sports Over at America. I'm Fred. Different kind of show. You'll find out why. You can email us, sportsfred@aol.com. sportsfred@aol.com. We're heard on Sirius 217, XM 204, 203, excuse me. All the apps, American Forces, 1,000 Guys You Stay Healthy, radio stations like KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas. We're heard on Sports Byline, Sports Map. Guess what? The World Tour Sports Handicapper Mark Mancini cannot be with us tonight. Art Source from the Rams cannot be with us tonight. Good friend Laura Snoke, attorney, known her for 50 plus years, giving away our ages here. Laura's with us, and we're talking to Arthur Smith, the author of Reach, story of his life. Arthur Smith, for many years, was the executive in charge of Fox Television, and we'll be talking to him. And we're talking to Jenny Paul. Who is Jenny Paul? Jenny Paul is the daughter of Gabe Paul. Gabe Paul, for many years, president, executive, this and that, with the Reds, with the Yankees, with the Cleveland Indians. So the point is, last week, Gabe Paul was inducted into the Reds Hall of Fame. We'll be talking to Jenny about that. Jenny did a great speech. In sports, so much is happening. Ohtani, Ohtani, Ohtani. What are the Angels going to do? Is it bye, bye, bye by the trading deadline? Or do they keep him? I don't know what they're going to do, but I think he's leaving. So if you presume he's leaving, they may as well get some kind of market value for him, which would be draft choices, I presume. So we can talk about that. You can email us, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. In the NBA, Joel Embiid wants out of Philly. James Harden wants into the Clippers. Dame is floating around between Miami and the Nets. Apparently, well, we know the story. He does not think that the Blazers are going to win, so he doesn't be part of that. Charles Barkley stood up for something that I think we should stand up for, transgenders and gays. He was playing golf in Lake Tahoe, and he bought a round for everybody, and he started talking about what we should be doing and what we are doing, and they're necessarily two totally different things. Anyways, we'll take a break and come back on Sports Overnight America right after this.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
School on!
Save on! Back to school is on, and Staples has great prices on everything you need for your best year yet. Save on notebooks. Save on headphones and laptops. Save on pens, markers, and all the essentials. And right now at Staples, save up to 60% on select notebooks, markers, and more. School on, save on at Staples, where school savings are always in session. N729. Prices may vary in-store and online.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. And we're going to talk about this, that, and everything in sports. Mark's off tonight. Laura Snoke, my good friend for many years, attorney Laura Snoke with us, a big Dodger fan. And a surprise art source has shown up in the middle of the night at 126 years of age. And we do appreciate that. We thought Art was off this week. But I got to talk about something. I love real sports. I've said this a million times on this show. I think Brian Gumbel does a great job. I think it's the best sports show ever, really, to tell you the truth. And the one this month is on how the Iraqis treat their athletes. And God forbid an athlete ever takes a political stand that is opposite to what the Iraqi head has on his mind. You're killed, you're imprisoned, you're tortured, and whatever. And the reason I'm bringing this up, it was watching it was like unbelievable. But the reason I brought it up was because of this. In my mind, the Saudis are in the same class. Laura Snoke, you're an attorney. So, I mean, at some point, I don't know if this is legal or whatever the case might be. The International Olympic Committee has got to do something about the Iraqis and the Saudis. And why we're taking money as far as the LIV and the PGA thing, I'll never know, except that it's money. But Laura Snoke, your comments.
Well, obviously, I think that the inclusion of Saudi Arabian money into professional sports is a mistake. I think the international community should be condemning Saudi Arabia instead of rewarding it for all of its human rights abuses. I thought about that too when this morning there was a headline about Tunisia and how Tunisia is putting African refugees in areas where they have no food or water. And I thought about the tennis player from Tunisia, Ons Jabeur, who was at the finals of Wimbledon, and how there's just this dearth of political even discussion about the conduct of the countries from which these athletes are from. And I don't know, I don't think it's a legal issue. I mean, I'm not an international law expert, but I'm assuming that there aren't any constraints on money from countries flowing into international sports. I don't, is the Gulf deal done? Because I thought that there was still, they still needed some approval from the players union, or I don't know.
Art, let's go to Art's source. Art, I don't know if you saw Real Sports this month, but the how the Iraqis are treating their athletes is unbelievable. And I think the Saudis probably treat their athletes about the same. And talk about that, Art source.
Well, you know, Fred, there's a lot of problems around the world. But, you know, it's just, it's an amazing thing. We've talked about it before. One of the big problems, and it was, and you were going to get to talk to Jenny Paul about it, the difference between sports in the past and sports now. We haven't learned our lessons as people, okay, whether it be the Nazis from the 30s and 40s, you know, you can go all the way through the McCarthy problems in the 50s. And, you know, I happened to listen to, you know, congressional hearings today and yesterday where, you know, big, you know, basically Facebook and Meta and you know, they're all out there trying to shut people down, you know, with the First Amendment. But here's what bothers me more than anything, you guys. Our major corporations are in bed with both these countries, okay? Whether it be Iraq or whether it be Saudi Arabia. We do millions and millions of business, dollars in business, whether we send them planes to protect themselves. We are part of them. We burn their oil. We don't take American oil anymore. We're already worried about going off in a different direction. So until we get ourselves together in our own government, I don't think we have much say as to what other countries do, because it's like the ass leaving the foot when it comes to walking down the street.
Yeah, but the IOC should have some power, and it's doing nothing as far
what
as...
What IOC? They're the most corrupt organization. Only more corrupt organization in the world is the World Soccer, the World Cup people. I mean, come on.
I don't disagree, but we got to speak up at the fact that I don't want to see the Saudi flag there. I don't want to see the Russian flag there, and I don't want to see the Iraqi flag there in Paris. I just think it's outrageous that we're going in that direction. That's all, just bugs the hell out of me.
Well, you know what? And I think that when the Olympics come to Los Angeles, which is not far from now, right, we should stand up as a country and stand up for what we believe in, which are freedoms for everybody, no matter what race, no matter what creed you're in, no matter what you believe in sexually. We've got to stand up for the individual rights of all the world's people.
Folks, you're listening to Sports Overnight America. Laura Snoke, Art source with us, marks off this evening. I am Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. So, great article in USA Today about Charles Barkley. And Laura, I want you to respond to this. He's at a golf tournament in Lake Tahoe. And afterwards, he buys the entire room a drink, and he starts talking about people going after trans people, going after gay people. And what he basically says is, this is basically word for word, but it's close to word for word. He says, I love you trans people. I love you gay people. And for you who are anti-gay people or trans people, blank you. Laura, your comments about Charles Barkley speaking up.
Well, I totally agree with him. And I thought there was one bright spot in sports this week when Megan Rapinoe came out in favor of trans athletes, saying trans women are women. I'm happy to have them on my team. I'm happy to have them on the opposing team. I'm not afraid of them. They're, you know, competitors. And I thought that was very a great statement for women's soccer and a great statement for sports. I applaud Charles Barkley for that comment. You know, I just got a push on my phone that Florida's law is now, they have now approved a history textbook, which is going to refer to slavery as voluntary. So I think, you know, we are at a crossroads, maybe is not even the right word, in our country, that we are really, I agree with Art, that we need to stand up and take a stand against this, or else it's just going to steamroll. I mean, the proliferation of anti-Semitic comments that appear to go unchallenged or after some sort of, like with Johnny Bench, or the comment on the show The Bear about, you know, something lightning, which I'd never even heard of. I mean, they're Jewish slurs I'd never even heard of. I thought I'd heard them all, but apparently I hadn't heard of. And just the way the athletes are treated in these countries, the way these countries treat the people that do the work, you know, because like Saudi Arabia, the citizens don't work, but they import all these migrant laborers from Asia, and they do all the work, and they're just basically almost like indentured servants. So the Saudi takeover of professional golf is just kind of, you know, indicative of the lack of morality, in my view, of the whatever bodies are governing these sports teams.
Sports source, it's so bad now that Dwayne Wade, NBA Hall of Famer, has moved out of the state of Florida because his daughter is a transgender. Art, any comments?
Well, you know, Dwayne Wade is originally from Chicago, and he actually grew up in the projects, and he's done quite well for himself. He's a wonderfully well-read man. He was a great basketball player. And you know the great thing about this country still that we can't ever deny is you can go live wherever the hell you want to go live. Okay. And I got to say that there needs to be less divisiveness and more people who want to work on issues and look at both sides of the case and want to meet in the middle. I always think of Ted Kennedy. He had a lot of bad things that he was, you know, people felt against him. But one thing Edward Kennedy did in putting more bills through the Senate than any human being in American history, he always talked to the other side. He never ever just stayed with the Democrats. He would have friends on the other side of the aisle. They would work together. They would frame bills. And this is what's missing: the common ability for two people to sit down and understand each other's feelings, as vehement as they are, as strong as they are, but respect the other person's opinion, even if you don't agree with it.
There are not two sides. I mean, there are some issues where
you're an attorney, Laura. There's always two sides to every case.
No.
One might be right, one might be wrong, but there's always two sides. Don't get dogmatic on me. You're too smart a woman. You're too smart a woman to get dogmatic on me.
Let's take a break. We've got to take a break. Come back with Jenny Paul, and then we'll come back with a whole lot more on sports overnight.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, welcome everybody back to Sports Overnight America. Later, Arthur Smith, the book is Reach. You've got to pick it up and... he's going to have a lot of things to say, I guarantee you. He's a spokesman, and book is excellent, major bookstores everywhere. And guess what? Art Source has just joined us in the middle of the night, and we appreciate that, Arthur. But our guest is Jenny Paul. Who is Jenny Paul? Well, a decade ago, she wrote The Yankee Princess, and we've had her on many times. It was a really fantastic book, the story of her with her dad, Gabe Paul, who is an executive with various baseball clubs, including the Cincinnati Reds. The Reds finally inducted him into the Hall of Fame last Saturday. Jenny, I saw it live on TV. And Jenny, welcome again to the show.
Thanks, Fred. It's a pleasure. And this weekend was really amazing.
Well, you made a great speech. You really did.
What you basically said
was your dad loved the fans.
Well, it's really hard to pick out the few things that you're going to say in 2 minutes to represent him and to also touch the crowd. So in doing so, I had to figure out exactly what would represent him the best. And remember, Fred, and we've talked about this many times, a lot of people didn't know who he was. And, you know, I read the blogs and I knew that a lot of people thought, oh, the Cincinnati Hall of Fame is going to the dogs because, you know, now they've done it. They've elected a relic. And it was my job to put him in the forefront. It was my job to educate people on who Gabe Paul really was, because, you know, we've talked about this, right?
Oh, many times. Many times.
The old guys, they just don't know who they are anymore because they don't know history. But when I said he started the Hall of Fame, he started the Kid Glove Foundation, he was responsible for 69% of the Big Red Machine, and he signed Pete Rose, he signed Tony Perez, and then they sort of got it. But, you know, basically he was for the fans. That's why he worked there, because he loved the fans, because he was a fan.
We are talking to Jenny Paul, the daughter of Gabe Paul, and Art Sorcerer has now joined us in the middle of the night. Art, take it away with Jenny Paul.
Jenny, fantastic. Your dad was unbelievable with several different organizations. And I do agree with you on the point that the people nowadays don't learn from history, don't understand history, and they don't understand the integral members who make Major League Baseball or the NFL or the NBA the great game it was. In talking about your dad and growing up with him, I know there was an excitement that he always brought to the ballpark. And I wonder if Bill Veeck or any of the older owners had any part of the impact on his view of baseball.
Say that again, if the other owners, like Branch Rickey.
Branch Rickey, Bill Veeck, who was a real big, you know, I mean, he loved the fans. He would do anything to get people at the ballpark. You know, even Charlie Finley, the different things that they did to bring people to the game. Because in those days, if you drew 30,000 people, that was a spectacular hit. You know, nowadays, you know, it just seems as though baseball is kind of losing its tether with the younger fans.
Well, Well, one of the things that Dad did, and I talked about it in the gala speech, which was Sunday night, which was 10 minutes, was a 1957, you would call it ballot stuffing, but Ford Frick was a commissioner, and I called it the ballot incident, where the fans voted for the All-Star team. So what he did was he printed up a ballot in the newspaper, and he had the whole Reds lineup on the right-hand side. And on the left-hand side was the lines, and then you filled in your selections. Well, when people see...
This was in the Cincinnati Inquirer?
This was in the Cincinnati Times, and it was legal. So what he did was he printed it up, and the... Burger Beer was the sponsor, and Burger Beer, before they put the ballots in all the bars, and basically what happened was when the people saw the starting lineup of the, it was a Cincinnati Times star. So when they saw the starting lineup, they just filled in the ballot with the starting lineup. So all eight players were going to be in the National League, were going to be on the All-Star team. So Ford Frick got a hold of it. And for an example, the Z-Bar had over 10,000 ballots alone from Cincinnati, and that outnumbered every other precinct combined. So Ford Frick got a hold of it and replaced Gus Bell, Wally Post, and Jim Crow with no less than Willie Mays, Stan Musial, and Hank Aaron. And that was a brainchild of Dad, and it wasn't illegal. So Gabe shot off a telegram to Frick and said, since you have seen fit to disregard the fans' vote in three instances, it's a position of the Cincinnati club, the least that should be done is to include Bell, Crow, and Post. And so Dad he didn't have to take a back seat to Bill Veeck, but his mentor... You know, he had many mentors, Warren Giles being one of them, one of the biggest ones. And Branch Rickey and Warren Giles were probably the two biggest ones. But he stayed in the background, and he stayed in the background because he didn't need notoriety. He worked from behind the scenes in every team he was with.
We are talking to Jenny Paul, daughter of Gay Paul, who was finally inducted into the Reds Hall of Fame last week. Laura Snoke, you're on with Jenny.
Well, you know, I always fill out my ballot, and I only add Dodger players to the All-Star game, so I don't see anything wrong with that. Anyway.
Well, back then, you know, they wanted a combination of players, right. I guess.
I think they still do.
Nothing wrong with it either.
I think they still
It seemed like Texas had a lot of guys on the All-Star game this year.
Yeah, but I didn't vote for them.
Jenny
was Seager?
Go ahead, Jenny. I'm sorry.
What was that?
No, go ahead. Keep talking. You were going to say something.
Anyway, so when I got the call from the Castellini family and the head of the Hall of Fame, it was surreal. And you might ask, well, what took him so long? And basically, because Dad stayed in the background, and because I thought maybe they forgot about him, you know, I just went with the flow. You know, you don't ask why sometimes. You just say, thank you very much, and it's a pleasure. And it really was a pleasure. It was one of the best weekends of my life. I mean, to see him finally get the due that he deserved was really a pleasure. And I think probably we'll go all the way. We'll go to New York next, and then we'll go to Cooperstown. And I do believe he will be in Cooperstown.
Jenny, we got
Will you tell all the folks how many different places your father worked as a general manager and or president of the franchise?
Right. Cincinnati. Then he went to Houston. Then he went to Cleveland. Then he bought New York, and he put Steinbrenner and his group in New York and arranged for Steinbrenner to be in baseball. He's responsible for making a lot of people wealthy, except himself.
Awesome.
Wow. All right, Jenny, in our last 2 minutes, we got to talk about this. Pete Rose, Johnny Bench, the comment he made, your thoughts?
I didn't hear Johnny Bench say anything. We were in a press conference. Pete Rose said, well, Gabe only paid me $400. The next player said, well, I only got $250. And the next player said I had to pay to play. And then, you know, apparently something was said. I didn't hear it. But I got to tell you something. Dad loved Johnny Bench, and Johnny Bench loved my dad. And whatever was said, I wouldn't beat up on these.
I think that's a good place to leave it.
Yeah, I wouldn't beat up on these players. They come out, they give their time, they're gracious, and they're really wonderful people.
Jenny, your favorite baseball team in 2023?
Cincinnati Reds.
But if the
Yankees ball
but if
club he, right now.
But if yeah, they're playing the, well.
But if he gets in the Yankees Hall of Fame.
When you look at Ellie De La Cruz, but let me tell you something else. The two guys that were with Dad that got nominated and inducted this past weekend, Bronson Arroyo and Danny Graves, are stellar. And I am so proud for Dad to be in the group with them. I'll never forget it. They were fabulous.
Jenny Paul, you stay well. We'll put you on all the time. The Yankee Princess, written in 2012. And she's still going strong, and just time was perfect with me on Saturday. I just happened to be watching all the MLB games, and I thought the Reds were going to be playing, but Jenny was talking before the game. Jenny, stay well and be well, and thanks for appearing on Sports Overnight America.
Fred, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much, and I think about you often.
Jenny Paul with us. More right after this.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-345-2789. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-345-2789. That's 800-345-2789. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-345-2789.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep. And a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements. Learning how you sleep, so you learn to sleep better. Night after night. Sleep next level. Only from Sleep Number. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is now only $899, plus free home delivery when you add an adjustable base. Ends Monday.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days,
and you don't even have to clean or fix anything.
There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses,
and no banks to deal with.
Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Overnight America. Laura Snoke and Fred Wallen right here. Art's off tonight, and Mark's off tonight, and Arthur Smith's definitely not off. He wrote a book called Reach, basically an autobiography, and Arthur Smith, the former head of Fox Sports and your own business for 20 years, tons of television shows, the book Reach, and welcome to Sports Overnight America.
Good to be here. I'm ready to talk sports. I'm ready to talk entertainment. I'm ready to talk anything with you, Fred. So let's go.
All right. So the bottom line here is that your grandparents, because the pogroms left Eastern Europe and the Romanians ended up in Canada. Yep. You soon be later, after, you know, through your parents, you soon became a major league hockey fan. And this has led to like 40 years or 50 years in this business. Talk about that, Arthur Smith.
You know, the book is called Reach. It's Hard Lessons and Learned Truths from a Lifetime in Television. And it has been 40 years that I've been working in this business. And the way I got into this business was by way of sports, because I grew up, I know this is going to be hard for you to believe, especially because I'm rambling here, but I grew up as a very, very shy kid. And there's a story that I tell in the book of something that happened to me when I was 9 years old that changed my life. And it happened while I was playing sports. I'm going to tease you a little bit. I want you to check it out in the book, but it changed my life. I went from the shyest kid, and it was a moment in my life where I had to reach beyond what I thought was possible. Subconsciously, this affected me, because when you're 9 years old, you don't realize what you're learning. You're picking up these things. And I never held myself back after that moment. And it got me involved in playing sports. I became very proficient in all kinds of sports, hockey. I'm Canadian. And then, which led to an acting career where I appeared in movies and television shows. And every time I was on set, I was more interested in what was going on behind the scenes, which led me to going to film school. Eventually, I did something crazy. Ignorance is bliss at times, and it was in my life. I wanted to work at CBC Sports, which was the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. And I literally stalked an executive. If it happened today, I'd probably get arrested. But I didn't know any better. I didn't know how the business worked. I waited outside someone's office for 5 or 6 hours. I got an interview, and the guy said to me, who are you and how long you've been waiting? And I said, I'm a Ryerson student, which was the university. He went to Ryerson 25 years ago. And I said, can I have 10 minutes of your time? And he said, I'll give you 5. And it ended up being 90. And it ended up being 90 minutes. And I won't take you through all the details. But eventually, after a series of meetings, they ended up offering me a job. And I started producing and directing when I was 22 years old. And I produced the LA Olympics when I was 24 years old. A number of years later, they made me president of the sports division. I was 28. The guy who interviewed me was working for me. So it was this crazy run. I did 3 Olympic Games, became very well known in Canada. And then eventually, Dick Clark, the icon, had heard my story, got me my green card, moved me to LA, and I became this entertainment producer. Every time I was in entertainment, I missed producing sports. Every time I was producing sports, I missed entertainment. Then Fox Sports started. Fox got the rights to football. And I went to work for Fox Sports. I had one more tour of duty in sports. And I went to work at Fox Sports, and we launched 22 sports networks, and I was there for 4 years. But everything that's happened in my, and then I started, then after that, I set up my own company, A. Smith & Co. Productions. You know, we've done 200 shows for 50 networks, Hell's Kitchen, American Ninja Warrior, Flora's Lava, a whole bunch of stuff. But my life, when I look at my life, Fred, everything in my life has been about, you know, the power of reach. I believe when you reach, you find out what you're capable of. When you reach, you find out the difference of what is a pipe dream and what you haven't dared to try just yet. I believe only when you reach do you achieve your full potential. And so that's why I decided to write this book. It's something that, you know, yesterday I was lecturing to young people, and I speak at a lot of universities, and I talk about this. I talk about putting yourself out there. In the book, I haven't stopped talking. Remember, I was shy when I was 9. That was the last time I was shy. But in the book, you're going to hear stories about Dwayne Johnson and Magic Johnson and Wayne Gretzky and Larry Bird and Dick Clark and Donald Trump and Simon Cowell. And all these people are in the book because they have been in my life for the last 40 years. But every story has a purpose. I say it's a memoir with a purpose. Every story explains how the power of reach has affected. And there are times when you're overreaching, and not everything in the book is about me being successful, because there's failure in there. Because when you, if you're going to reach, you're going to fail. It's just the way it goes. Anyway, I'll shut up. I'll let you ask another question. But I'm very excited to talk about it. And so far, the book has been, I've had a lot of overwhelming response. I hope people check it out. Thank you.
The book is Reach, major bookstores everywhere, Amazon.com. You know, I've seen The Fablemans about five times.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of you in that with Spielberg. I really did. There were certain days in his life, or particular, and forget the Uncle Benny thing. I'm just talking about getting into the business, sort of the same as you did.
Yeah, I mean, he, you know, the funny thing is about it, you know, Steven Spielberg, like, literally snuck onto the lot and, like, camped outside someone, like, was in someone's office before he started working there. He kind of snuck onto the lot. So sometimes, you know, if you don't know any better, you just try things, and sometimes that results in good things. I say the more you try, the luckier you get. And I just believe in that philosophy.
Laura Snoke, you are on with Arthur Smith. The book is Reach. Laura, take it away.
Well, I think he's absolutely correct about reaching. I have a story. A friend of mine decided she wanted to be a film editor. So rather than apply, she just edited a film and sent it in and got the job. And sometimes, you know, like he said, you just have to reach for what you want. And I haven't read the book, but it sounds great. And it looks like it might be a good book that I'll get through my independent bookstore.
Good.
Small World Books on the Venice Boardwalk.
I love that.
Looking forward to reading it.
Yeah, Laura, you know, I just believe that sometimes people overanalyze to the point that they don't do something. And I think being stuck in neutral is the worst thing to be. And even when I've had things that haven't worked out, I've learned from every experience. Even when I was in a job that I wasn't particularly in love with, there was a time that I was at Universal. I was a senior executive at Universal. I was senior vice president of the television group. And I didn't like it because I'm a creative and I felt like I was more of a suit. But I don't regret the experience because I learned a lot about how studios work, and it made me a better producer. So every experience is a good one. And your story about your friend who's the film editor, I love that, because that's you. I believe we make our good fortune. You know, I believe when we put ourselves out there, things can happen. You know, if you don't try, you never have a shot at it. So that's always my message. Now, there are some times when you reach, you know, it doesn't work out, but there's no loss to that. There's always something to be benefited by that.
Arthur, talking to Arthur Smith, the book is Reach. Talk about your parents, because you certainly got a lot from them. You went to games with your dad. Your mom was very strong. Talk about that.
Well, you know, thank you for bringing them up, because I believe that it's much easier to reach when you're reaching from a strong foundation. And that foundation was my parents. I use the analogy, if you're standing on a sturdy table and you're reaching to change a light bulb, it's much easier from a sturdy table than a wobbly table, right? If your foundation is strong. I was blessed with great parents. And my dad was the most grateful person in the world. My dad and I, we'd go to a delicatessen and he would have the exact same sandwich that I would have. Exact same sandwich, Laura and Fred, exact same one. But his sandwich was significantly better than mine. Because he was such a grateful guy. He was so grateful for everything in his life. I aspire to be like him. My mom was my coach. My mom was she was my coach. You know, she was born in a different era. I say if my mom was born in today's world, she would have been a CEO. And in the times, you know, it was tradition to be a housewife and look after her family. And she was great at that. And she was definitely the CEO of our family, but she was my coach. So they were amazing. Now, when I talk about reaching from a strong foundation and what my parents meant to me and how important they were to me, I will tell you that, you know, sometimes people don't have great parents, and it doesn't mean they can't be successful. It just might be a little harder. I go back to the analogy of standing on that wobbly table. You can change the light bulb, it's just not as easy. But there's other ways to build your foundation. And sometimes people build that foundation with friends. Sometimes they build it with other family members. But it is much easier when you have, you know, those people in your life who believe in you and support you. And my parents knew nothing about the entertainment business. So it wasn't something they were going to teach me, but it was the love and support that they gave me that made me feel special. There's a funny thing. I'll tell you a story about my dad. And my dad lived till 94, and thankfully, and my mom lived to 89, and thankfully they got to enjoy a lot of the things, and they were with me on the journey for a lot of it. But my dad, you know, he celebrated everything that I did, and he was very proud of his son. And so just to give you an idea of the way my dad operated, because he was very funny, he would always want to talk about his son. And he would try, he was like, he would come up with this way. And what he would do is, whether it was a stranger, a waiter, someone he met in the elevator, this is what he would say. He would say, "Do you watch television?" Who answers no to "Do you watch television?" Everybody says yes, right? So as soon as he said that, that was the perfect entree, because then he would say, "Oh, you watch television? Good. Have you ever seen Hell's Kitchen? Did you see the Summer Olympics in Korea? Do you watch American Ninja Warrior? Are you watching Fox Sports?" Whatever I was doing at the time, it was his entree. It was quite genius. And for me, it was a little embarrassing, but you know what? I'm so glad that I was able to share a lot of my joy. And, you know, people who have read the book, not that it was intended, but I think it's like in between the lines. And I do talk about my parents. They say it's a love letter to my parents. The book is dedicated to them. So yes, I was blessed. And I mean, there's so many crazy stories. Sorry, I'm rambling, but my mom, when I went to have my interview with Dick Clark, you know, I was flying to LA. My mom said, "I'm coming." It's not like I had a choice in the matter. She was coming. And so she flew with me to LA. And listen, at the time, I was head of CBC Sports. I was in charge of a massive organization. I had produced 3 Olympic Games. But my mommy came with me to Dick Clark because she felt I needed to go. And you know what? It wasn't weird. It was kind of good. It was great. She was there. And the interesting thing is that when I went to my meeting with Dick Clark, which in Burbank, California, I said to mom, I said, "Why don't you go to Beverly Hills, go to Century City, go around town?" And she goes, no, I just put me at a hotel close by and I'll wait." And I go, "Why would you do that?" She goes, I just want to do that." So I put her at the Universal Sheraton, which is very close to my office where I'm sitting right now. And I put her there and I said, "Well, have lunch and do something." And I went to my meeting and I was gone for 3 hours. And I came back and I said, "What have you been doing?" She goes, "I haven't moved. I've been sitting here. I've been holding my Jewish star, waiting for you to come back, hoping for..." I said, "Oh, you know, but that was her. She was very devoted. And like a good Jewish mother, she drove me crazy. But you know, that, you know, going back to that foundation thing, and you know, it made me, it gave me the confidence to be the crazy person that I am.
We got about 1 minute left. Laura, a quick question for Arthur Smith.
Well, I was going to go back to something you said earlier that I wanted to emphasize. Because I learned that in my practice and even in law school, that when you reach for something and you fail, sometimes those are the best lessons that you learn. Because we all, I think, learn more from our failures than we do from our successes. Because if I asked you, name five things that you were really successful at or five things that you really failed at, most people would probably pick out their failures. Yeah. Because those are the ones where we learn the lessons that give us the ability to go on to the next success. So I just wanted to emphasize that, because I think that that's part of it. And I also applaud you for having such great parents. Having had one great parent and one so not great parent, I think, you know, it's great to have two of them, but at least I had one, so...
Laura, I believe everything is meant to be. I believe in fate, and I believe you do learn from your failure. Listen, every time we do a show, every time we do a production, I know what went well. I want to know what went wrong. I want to discuss where we didn't do well. And that's how we make it better.
Right.
Book is Reach. Arthur Smith has been with us, and major book stores everywhere. Arthur, be well, always. Love you on the air. Thank you for appearing on Sports Overnight America. Don't leave. We're going to go to a break right here on Sports Overnight America.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Overnight America, and I certainly would like to thank our guest tonight, Jenny Paul, the daughter of Gabe Paul, and Arthur Smith, who wrote Reach. And folks, it's a book that you got to read, as I mentioned in the interview. Very close how he grew up to how Steven Spielberg grew up, if you watch The Fablemans. But right now, back to Laura and Art right here on Sports Overnight America. Laura, you totally disagreed with Art about there are two sides to everything before. You are an attorney. Discuss.
Well, let me rephrase that. I think there are some issues. Every issue has two sides. There are some issues where there is really only one correct side. And there are slavery, for example. There's no justification for slavery. I don't care what people said in the 1800s.
And I believe the United States overcame that in 1964 under LBJ with the Civil Rights Movement. I believe that happened. That was, am I right?
That's an optimistic viewpoint, but I don't think statistically that's borne out.
I'm not saying it's getting better. I'm not saying it's getting better, but the only way you can expose the situation is to bring it into focus and discuss it. Okay?
Never in my mind,
as a football player that played at USC with 85 black teammates, I got along with each and one of them because I knew they bled red, just like I bleed. Okay? And I knew they loved football, and our goal was to go kick ass on the football field, take names. We loved each other. Okay, now I come back 40 years later, and we're still discussing, you know, things that should have been already put to bed. Every American is an American, okay? It isn't black, white, Asian, Hispanic. No, it is you're an American. You should be, You should be applauded and lauded and loved for being an American and having a cultural diversity. We need to embrace the diversity is all I'm saying, Laura.
No, okay. I don't disagree with that.
Okay, Laura, Art, and Mario, thank you for appearing tonight. And Mario, thank you for putting the show together on Sports Overnight America. And stay tuned for more later tonight on Sports Overnight America.